Hi there. I saw you over here. I didn't know if you were wanting to talk to us.
No, I gave you books.
Oh, you gave me books. Where are they?
Yeah, they're sitting right there. I didn't know that anybody was in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we were in the back. Where are they? Oh, they're right there.
I just said
If we wouldn't have seen them, they would have fallen off.
I thought to myself, well, if they fall off, then somebody else will pick it up.
Okay, well, thank you for that. Let me give you some good news, gospel good news. We travel around the country. We preach the biblical gospel.
Uh-huh.
And we warn people about man-made religion.
Yeah.
The denominations. You say, do you belong to a religious organization? Or do you go to a church?
No, I don't belong to one. I belong to Jesus Christ.
That's what we should be. Yep.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah. I don't serve man. I serve God in spirit and in truth.
Do you join with any believers around?
I occasionally will go to church. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not on Sunday. I go on the Sabbath day.
Okay. Well, what I'd like to encourage you to do is take a time from the denominations, non-denominations, whatever it is that you're going to, and if you take time to study in the scriptures, you're going to see that we haven't found one that meets in a building on a Saturday, Sunday, doesn't matter whichever one it was, with a big group of people that is following the truth or wants to follow it all the way. And because they're not preaching a biblical gospel.
Some of them do have the correct, one church has the correct doctrine and the health message and all that.
And what one is that?
Seventh-day Adventist.
So, okay, that's what I was wondering if that's what it was. That's Ellen White, right? She was the one who founded it. She had unbiblical prophecies.
It wasn't her that founded it. It was actually in 1844. There was a big disappointment, but the Seventh-day Adventist
Church wasn't even... Okay, but hold on. 1800s, when did Christ establish his New Testament body? Back in the New Testament?
But the Lord shows us... The Lord shows us what's going to happen. He doesn't leave us
Yeah, but can
hanging.
I help you with something?
Sure.
What's the greatest commandment?
Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
Okay, and what's the second one?
Thou shalt not have any other gods before him. Thou shalt not bow down
to any
images.
Okay, so you don't believe the Sabbath on Saturday is one of the bigger commandments?
I think it's the biggest.
Okay, see, I just asked you what's the greatest. You said love the Lord. Now you're saying it's one of the biggest.
I didn't say it was the greatest. I said it was the biggest.
The biggest. Okay, biggest, greatest.
The difference between the greatest and the biggest is...
There's an issue with that. Let's go to the gospel here. The gospel...
This
Christ shed blood. He was fully God, fully man. Do you believe that? Christ was fully God and fully man.
Yes. Do you believe that we have to keep all the Ten Commandments?
What we believe is we're in the new covenant by Christ. This is where I was going. The gospel is Christ shed blood, his death, burial, his resurrection. You could be washed clean in his blood if you repent.
What is the new covenant?
Repentance is a turning of your mind from your ways to his ways and walking in all doctrine and truth.
It's always been that way.
And then you'll be born again, correct?
Yes.
Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Born from above. I'm going through the gospel here. This is the path to eternal life. It has nothing to do with Saturday Sabbath.
Yeah, well, I'm past that. I got a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Can I help you, ma'am? You say you're past that, but you shouldn't be. That's the foundation.
See,
because there is no such thing as relationship with Jesus.
Yes, there is.
No, it's a blood covenant. He's God.
There is a...
We're man.
I'm sorry.
It's a blood covenant.
I'm sorry,
we're to follow and obey him. It's not just a relationship with him.
What about John 15, 4 through 5?
John 14, 15 and John 15, 14 says, if we love him, keep his commandments.
No,
Seventh-day Adventists
15,
are not keeping
John
the 15, commandments.
John 15, 4 through 5.
So
John
my
15,
point is,
through,
let's go back
John 15,
to, let's go to the
five.
Gospel is
what
the
does,
foundation. They're not teaching it because
John,
I can clearly see they don't teach you to be a godly, holy woman either.
What was?
So let's go to the basis.
Really?
The foundation is
the
gospel
that's a bit,
and his shed blood.
I have to go take my books back.
Yes, please do, because we probably don't want them.
Yeah, we don't want them. Hey, John 15, 4 through 5. Abide in me.
I know it by heart.
And I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye accept. Yes, ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Without me, you can do nothing. The fruit my wife's talking about, ma'am, is how do we bring forth fruit in Christ? We keep his commandments, his ways, in spirit and in truth, and the Seventh-day Adventist and the Ellen White movement is not keeping the commandments of God. Seventh-day Adventist and Ellen White are keeping a bunch of man-made traditions. So to abide in Christ means you keep his word, man. And you're keeping, you're handing out a bunch of man-made doctrines.
Yes, they're man-made doctrines.
They have scripture all the way
through
them.
Yeah, I know, ma'am. Satan knows scripture, too.
We need the scriptures.
Yeah.
The holy word of God is what we need, not man's written
Well, what you just said to me was very judgmental,
We're supposed to judge.
The body is
not
to be
like
judged
you,
by the
you
body.
You can't judge my spirit. You can't judge.
We judge your fruit, ma'am.
Yeah.
Your fruit is your part of a corrupt man-made religion.
You're talking about abiding in Christ,
no,
and then
yours.
The fruit.
No, it is,
the
ma'am.
Fruit that's
how's
produced
that?
Because
by Christ.
She walks in spirit and truth, sound doctrine. You're united to a woman-made false prophet
no,
religion.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm
we're
going
to leave it right there, ma'am. You really need to repent.
Have you ever read
we need,
it?
We need you to repent.
Have you ever read it?
Check it out.
Who are you? This?
You have the gospel card. You can check it out. Repent.
You clearly have not repent. You're going to lose your soul.